So we're looking at the sugya once again. A sugya that, where there's an important sidebar in terms of the introduction to the world of Ribbis and the interplay of Ribbis and Kiddushin, which is something that we're not going to focus on at the moment, but Mitzvah will grow over the next week or two or three. We're going to see it coming up more in this sugya and in Sugyas and Daf Zayin, mentioned this morning. And the Sugyas and Daf Zayin drive important, one of the most relevant issues in Ribbis D'Oraisa. So that's the coming attractions. But our sugya not only presents the issue of Ribbis to us and Ribbis interplaying with Kiddushin, but in terms of Kiddushin, we begin to expand our concept of what Kesef Kiddushin is and how Kesef Kiddushin can be conveyed. That's something that several next couple of sugyas will be dealing with different angles. And also thinking about what a milv is. The milv law is on it now. And let's take a look. Let's open up by taking a look at a Rambam. We'll take it from there. Shir today is going to be a little, slightly shorter than usual. We're going to end a little bit earlier than usual and have a chance to chazan beis medrash for a couple minutes at the end before lunch. Let's take a look. Let's take a look right now. The Rambam says in Parakeh, you have in front of you Parakeh, Halacha Yud Gimel. It's a
more substantive loan because it actually has there's documentation. So the loan is abstract, but there is a real document that the lender is holding on to, some physical representation. Ain't a mekudeshin. Still not mekudeshin. Well, what do you mean? Ketzad, what's the case? Ketzad, I think, is usually supposed to be ke'ezetzad. Ketzad means, what's the case? Ke'ezetzad. Well, give me the scenario. What's the case? She owes a dinar to him. So on my law, and he says to her, I am mekudeshesli, the dinar sheyeshli biyadei. I'm marrying you with a dinar that you have in your hand, ain't a mekudeshes. Okay, well, at least for now, let's leave off the last couple of lines. The Rambam. Where he has a different twist. You can take a look if you want to. Here's a somewhat different twist than Rashi we saw yesterday in terms of how exactly you translate move below the subject. No? But what's the Rambam quoting? What's he quoting? Right? Our Gemara, and really Gemara even more so on the Zayin, because move below the subject. Our Gemara never says move below the subject. No? Rambam Zayin does. So, good. That's Makash, you say pretty clearly. The dinar that you have, the Matbeos that you have, move below the subject. No? It's not for me. It's hers. It's not mine. Avi Adalid, he gets involved in a case later on in the Mesefta, a case where the you could be Makashim over. Avi Tezvah. The Makash by North Mova. The Makash with the pleasure of the Hava Harezu Mekudesh. Ah, that already worked. Pesach. What does it mean? That's Ram is about to tell us what? Rambam's about to tell us what's pshat in the case. How do you translate hanoas milva? So the Gemara told us how to translate hanoas milva. What did the Gemara say? Ultimately, right? It's right. Avrach lazimna. Sounds like he extended the time. So why is it? Let's see what the Rambam does with that. Ketzah. Here again, halacha tezva. Here again, halacha tezva and milvadish. Yon shehilvav sa'ata masayim zuz. He lends her right now 200 zuz. The Omar Allah, he says to her, "Hermekudeshesli by nozman sharviach lachad the milvazu shetia biyadech kach b'kachiyom." The ain't he tova mimech adzman ploni. What did you say? I'm lending you money right now, darling. I love you, darling. I want to marry you. He says, "Darling, I'm going to lend you $100,000 now, and you're not going to have to pay back right away. So look." So you'll have a year to pay me back. And with the pleasure, now I'm not being Makadishu with the $100,000 I'm giving you, because why? Okay, now give it to her. It's a loan. He says, maybe there are other reasons also. But he says, instead, I'm being mekadesh you with the hana that you'll have, that you now have $100,000. You'll have access to capital. You have access to $100,000 for next year. And I'm not going to bother you about it. And what type of marriage? Certainly not a particularly romantic situation. Well, the pleasure of the fact that I'm not going to bother you as a creditor for a year, in hopes that the marriage would be such that that would not be even on the horizon. But okay. Different types of relationships in the world. Not all are recommended. You should choose one that will be marvelous. But this sounds like it's less than marvelous. But he says to her, I'm lending you money. So the fact that I won't pack you for a year because it's a year-long loan. So okay. So with that what will be the time value of money? So that'd be mekadesh you with that hana. Hare zul mekadeshes. Says the Rambam. That's great. Because Lamaisa, he just gave her a loan of $100,000, and she has used $100,000 for a year. So it's worth more than a pruta. There's more than a pruta's hana in having access to capital, that type of capital for that amount of time. But also, lasses can't be true kiribis. But you're not allowed to do this because it's kiribis. It's like ribis. So you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, you did wrong, but it works. Zach pointed out that there's a whole other layer of thinking. We've been thinking about Kiddushin solely in terms of whether it's valid or not. Is she married? Is she not married? There's a whole other layer. According to the Rambam, marriage is also a mitzvah, not only a halos, not only that it works, but marriage itself is in and of itself a mitzvah. It's a discussion we haven't really touched on much this year. It's not just a good idea, but according to Machlokes is Rambam versus Tosfos and Rush. Rambam thinks that Kiddushin is in and of itself a mitzvah. So one could ask, well, maybe it works, but maybe I'm not makayim the mitzvah if I married in a way that was a mitzvah b'avavir. Interesting. That was Zach's ha'ar. That's a very strong ha'ar. So it could be that once it's asur to do it, not only is it asur a violation of ribbis, after that, right, gets us into the world of mitzvah b'avavir, a world I don't want to enter into right now. It's only Issa Drabbanan. You say Mitzvah Bava there by Vera Drabbanan. A beautiful discussion, not for now. Okay. But certainly in terms of the validity, the effectiveness, is she married? Yes. You did wrong. You violate some type of ribbis-like halacha. But it was effective. Notice anything interesting around her? What do you say, Ross?
Not the same case as Gemara.
How do you mean?
The Gemara wasn't originally. It was in the middle of the...
And Gemara was talking about extending the term of a pre-existing loan. And that was the very first thing Rashi told us. I already lent, right, as we saw yesterday, right? Rashi said to him right away when he saw Gemara, it's like the first words out of the starting gun. Right away, Rashi is telling you, it's Hilvi Sicha, and the loan's already made, a pre-existing loan, and he's modifying the terms of the loan. He's extending the term of the loan, and that's the Hana. Right? And you said, what do you mean? Rambam is very clear that the loan is being made Achshav. I'm lending you money Atta. Now, so what happened to the Gemara? Now, if you look carefully at Rambam, do you see any hints to the Gemara? Okay. How about Arvach Lazimna? Right, the Razil saints against the Gemara. The Gemara said Arvach Lazimna. You extended the time. You notice what the Rambam do to that language? What did he say? No, Elazar? Right. He does use that language. It's important to know, you've got to read the words carefully. He mamish uses that exact language in the third and fourth lines. Right? At the very beginning, he uses it. The hanas zman she'arviach lecha b'milvazu. Right away, he says, I mean, arviach zman. It's just that it's not a pre existing loan that I'm further extending. The Rambam read Arvach Lazimna as, I'm making a loan. Well, every loan is extending time. Because until I lend you money, you don't have any time with my money, it's mine. And if I say, hey, I'll lend you some money, so all of a sudden I just gave you time with my money. No. Okay, so that's, and the Rambam is not done. See the last line, Rambam? You don't hear this often. You don't hear this language often, Rambam, or most of it. And you don't even usually see this phenomenon, Rambam, often.
Rambam says, Upirsha Rabosai. See the last two lines? What does he say? Take a look. Pirshu Rabosai Bahanoas Milva Devarim She'ein Ro'oi L'Sham'an. My Rabbein gave an explanation about Hanoas Milva Devarim She'ein Ro'oi L'Sham'an.
Things that you should not, are not worthy of being heard. In other words, my Rabbein gave a pshat, I think it's horrible. It's not even worth talking about it. I'm not even going to tell you what it is and tell you it's wrong. Ein Ro'oi L'Sham'an. It's not where you shouldn't even hear such things. It's so absurd. Wow. The Rambam was generally very kafuf. He was an original thinker, but the people he refers to as Rabosai, and there are probably two people, usually assume he refers to as Rabosai, are people he tends to be very, very kafuf to. And it's rare. It's not so rare that he refers to, it's not so often, but not so rare that he refers to the Rif and the Rim Magash. Rim Magash was probably the Rif's greatest Talmud. The Rim Magash, in turn, was a Rebbe of the Kuzari and of Rabbeinu Maimon, father of Rambam. So Rambam felt there, and you read the Rambam talks in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnah, but the Rif and the Magash, wow, unbelievable. He has incredible things to say. At the same time, if he thinks they're wrong, he has no hesitation of telling you he thinks they're wrong. And he lays it on pretty thick. He says, my Rebbeim, presumably, when you assume you hear Rebbeim, you're going to look in Rif or Rim Magash. Usually it's easier to get your hands on Rif. We have Rif from the law of Shas. Gave up shot that's not even worth listening to. And then you see the star that sends you to the right. Now, you're just looking at, just again, before you get involved in content, just like skills of reading, you see right here, by the way, you see the star on Pirshu that sends you to the Raven, how Sagas is arriving outside. He has what to say, but we're not going to take a look at it right now. And you see the hay in the brackets. The hay in the brackets takes you down to one of the Rush's friends. The Rush and Mordechai had a contemporary who wrote Hagolos Maimon. Just like the Ramah wrote Hagolos in the Shulchan Aruch, where he gives the Ashkenaz approach to the issues that the Shulchan Aruch gave the Sephardi approach to. So there was an earlier Rishon, one late Bayatosis, who wrote Hagolos Maimon, where he gets running lines on the Rambam, where he'll give the Ashkenazi approach to whatever the Rambam is talking about. So here he tells you, Rashi says, da-da-da-da-da. He quotes Rashi. Right? But when the Rif said Rabosa, he didn't mean Rashi. Rif was not a Talmud of Rashi. He was a great-grand Talmud of Rashi's contemporary. Rashi lived in 1040 to 1105. He lives in the late 1000s in France and Germany, around the same time, but right over south, across the Mediterranean, And so both sides of the Mediterranean, Spain and Morocco, there was a Talmud Chacham Rabbeinu Yitzchak Al-Fasi, because he was from Fez in Morocco, who we usually refer to as Rabbeinu Yitzchak Fez, or Rif, for short. If you turn to the Rif... Exactly. If you turn to the Rif, let's take a look at the Rif. When you see the Rambam quoting Rabosai, whether it's with a thumbs up, or the thumbs down, right away I want to see what's going on in the Rif. I'm just taking you through, this is how I came to the Rif, but look, you look at the Rambam and say, well, looks like there's something to look at. And in Al-Khanami. So what does he say here? The top of Bez and the Bez. So what do you see about the Rif? Those of you, many of you saw the Rif. So what did the Rif say? This is laid out the facts before you even start to analyze. What did the Rif say? Yeah, what else? What else did Riff say? Anything else? Okay, Kavalik. Very good. Then now let's take a look at the Riff carefully, having seen that we already have two pshatim. Again, we already saw two different pshatim when Hanoas Milva means, or to be more precise, the Gemara said pshat in Hanoas Milva is Arvach Lazimna. We already saw two pshatim and we showed him how you interpret Arvach Lazimna. Rashi said what we assumed was like Dar Pashat. Like, I think someone said before, the Rambam was against the Gemara. Or at least against the Rashi explains the Gemara, which seems like the simplest way to explain the Gemara. Arvach Lazimna means you extended the time. Rambam says, no, making alone is already an extension of time, from zero to a year. Not just from a year to 2 years. How about from 0 years to 1 year? That's also you make a loan. I'm giving you time. Says the Rif, Amar Abaye hamekadesh b'milva eino mekudeshes. V'hanoas milva mekudeshes. The mekadesh of the milva doesn't work, but with hanoah does work. V'asla asos kem p'nei ramas ribis. The very top of Beis Amibes b'dapei harif. In the Rif pages.
And he quotes, so far he just quoted the Gemara. I know as milve chidami yom demata zimne. He skips the first part of the Gemara because it's not the maskana. He just jumps straight to the maskana. Mata zimne lemigbamina. But here he's doing more talking. The time already came to collect the arvach lazimna, and you extend more time. The armor laba he anod arvachna lich adzman ploni mikadshesli. I'm being mekadesh with the fact that I'm giving you more time until you have to pay back. What? Oh, right. See, interesting. So the Rif, it like Rashi, but actually
closer to Rambam almost.
Ah,
that's like a new low.
Right. So it seems like now we have three possibilities. Right. The Rambam says it means that Hanas Milva, which works, is that I'm getting you started. I'm making a loan. The Hanad, you have to have money. Rashi said the loan is mid-flow and I'm extending it. And the Rif also says I'm extending it. The Rif added the loan's already due. And really, I could collect you right now. But I'll give you more time. Again, that sounds like Rashi in the sense that it's a pre-existing loan. And I'm giving you an extension. Except the Rif added, we'll have to figure out what's gained by that. And the Rashba holds the key to figure that out. What's gained by saying, Doctor, the loan's already due, and I'm going to give you an extension. And it's the hana of that extension. And then let's just see if we can drift, and I want to hear your questions. Yes, interesting question. Why should the hana of the loan be better than the loan itself? Mekash Mavilva doesn't work. Mekash Mahanos Mavilva doesn't work. I don't understand. I can't mekashu with an apple. Do I mekashu the hana you had from the apple? What do you mean? Right. How does that work? He says, "Nah, lo kasha hanaas milva isa ulahachi miskachesba milva gufa leisa detiskadeshba." The answer is the hana of the milva exists. The milva itself, the loan itself, doesn't exist. The kaimel milva tzadit no. He says, you're right, it sounds sort of illogical. It sounds sort of funny. How can it be that I came to Mekashu with a loan, back to Mekashu with the halo of the loan? Mekashu with the hana you get from the loan? But that seems sort of illogical. He says, okay, that's fine. But it's true. Because it sounds funny, but it makes sense. Because when I say, I am giving you pleasure, I'm servicing you by giving you a loan. I'm servicing you by extending a loan. But I'm not servicing you, but so that's something that exists. But the loan itself, the money, it's not mine. So nothing to give. As a matter of fact, that, if you take a look in the Rashba, but we're not going to take a look just yet, points out that seems to be what was driving the Rambam. The Rambam, there was someone else who said this before the Rambam, and the Rambam is bothered by that. How could it be, at the beginning of the loan it doesn't work, and later on it does work? How are you talking? So the answer is, no, you have to think about things carefully. Okay, but so far we have already, it's clear, the Rambam it was responding to the Rif. The Rif had said, we're talking about loan extension, like Rashi, again. The Rif added a twist, which is a loan extension after loan is due. But fundamentally, a loan extension, that simple reading of the language of the Gemara, Arvach Lazimna, and the Rif is responding to that Rashi-like shot in the Rif. It says, Meyer Bain said something I think is absurd. Which is interesting. Right? The Rambam seems to think you could only do the Kashva Noz Mova at the beginning. You could do it at the end. Fascinating. Yeah.
It sounds like, according to the Rif, that the guy, by giving her an extension after the loan has already expired, it's like as if he's forgiving and like wiping away the loan that happened already. It's like as if he's giving her a new loan. That's kind of what it sounds like. And I remember that we were discussing yesterday, well, it has to be this complicated case by the Mishnah instead of it being like exactly like this or exactly like that. So it's kind of sounding like as if he's waiving the loan just like we were discussing yesterday. So
with that. Oh, right. That's a good point. Right. Rashi had said, Shai made a good point. We saw Rashi yesterday said it would also work if you're just mochel alone outright. You make it disappear entirely. That's certainly a hana with which you can mekadesh the girl. And I said the implication I got from Rashi, I think the impression you get from Rashi, is that it would certainly work. It wouldn't be the case Abai is talking about because there might not be any ribbis involved in that, perhaps. You're right. Rif also is talking about, as you're saying, maybe what you gain with the Rif is that it's almost a new loan. Right. The loan's already due, and it's almost like you don't have to give me cash back, I'll give it back to you. I'll just make a new loan, so you just hold on to the cash.
Exactly,
Right. Whereas Rashi is talking about a case where his mamish is just an extension of existence. That's a good point. So you have to figure out, and we'll see in the Rashba, which maybe we have a chance at least to peek in today, after some more questions, to begin to see like what the Rashba sort of opens up the issue. Like, okay, we have three pshatim in the Gemara. Like, what? Why this? Why that? Like, why would I want to say one or the other? Right? And it just seems like the Rambam seems very worked up about this. The Rashba's mamish. He can't even listen to it. Horribly absurd. Like, I don't. What's so absurd? We learned Rashi. No. Worked well. What's wrong? I'm so upset about it. Like, what's everyone getting so upset about? It? And what's really going on? Yeah, Elazar.
What does that mean by
all the letters in your name are in his name also. So it's a good move. Just separated by Alamed and Sikos.
That's
right.
It could be.
I would have normally lent you for this mod. And it says, of course, I love you some, but I'll harem mukadeshly with the fact that instead of giving you a 30-day loan, it could be. Elazar is right, you could read into the Rambam, because there is a little bit of what's otherwise redundancy. You could read, if you look, and let's look inside again. The question is that really... I'm going to expand this one. It can be in your hands for X number of days. I'm not going to ask you for it until such time. You say it could mean he's saying, I'm really making a 30-day loan, but I'm telling you in advance I'm not going to bother you for 3 months.
What else sounds different than the Havri and the Gemara?
Doing the same thing for her instead of in the top. Maybe. I'm not sure if you gain anything that way. And it's very, very subtle. So it could be.
The way I do this reading, it seems like it's subtle. It's like
repetitious. I mean, why are you called an Arbach Lazimna? Right, so the truth is, the Rashba is going to point that out. That he says the problem with his pshat is that it doesn't fit the language of the Gemara. So maybe you're saying, well, the Rashba didn't realize, but really, the Rama means it's something more subtle. Okay, could be. It could be. But what does that mean? Except what does it mean? I'm really going to give you a loan for 30 days, but I'm telling you in advance that I'm not going to bother you for a year. So yeah, I mean, giving you a loan for a year. It seems the semantics. I say no. The documents are going to say 30 days. But I'm telling you, you know, I love you so much, darling. You are, after all, giving my wife. So I won't hack you about how you owe me money for a year.
Ah. Is it hard to be saying that like?
It could be. Okay. It could be. Why isn't it? That is also a great question. And that too, when we get to Rosh Hashanah, see, there's a lot going on here. As a matter of fact, I will point out, just and then on this page, and we'll take some more questions, on the page, the Rashba had a probably a great-grand Talmud of the Rashba, I think, was the Ran, who was on the side of the Rif, and the Ran had a Chavrusa, or a peer, also a probably, I think, a great-grand Talmud of the Rashba, who instead of the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, wrote on the Rif, and his good friend, the Magid Mishnah, wrote on a different great Sephardi code of Halacha, the Rambam, Mishnah Torah. They were more or less contemporaries, the Ran and Magid Mishnah. So the Magid Mishnah here, and the Ran gets involved in some of the Rashba's discussion, and the Magid Mishnah right on the side, just jump in for a moment, he points out, you should know, the reason why the Ran was so upset with the Rif was exactly the question the Rif himself asked. Eif Shoshu Tovil, Lo Yashur Be'inav Ha'alachos, Ram was bothered by the halachos. Halachos means hilchos alfasi, the Rif. The Yeshua Shetoah, Yosra Anos Milva, Milva Atzma. Exactly, how could it be? So illogical. You came across the Milva itself, but the Hanah of the Milva later on, and which he translates into the Shasa Kiddushin, and Osmul Adavar. How could it be that he couldn't do anything in the beginning, but only later on? As I said, it must be the cases at the beginning. Two different ways of looking at the loan itself. The money versus the pleasure of the money. Okay, so for that pshat, do you need to say this harvacha, maybe? Right, or alternatively, I wouldn't have lent you money at all. I wouldn't have lent you money at all. Right, kadeshously with the loan that I'm giving. Right, that could be, it goes either way. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. We'll have to keep our eyes open as the signal unfolds. Right now, yesterday and today, we're just like looking at data. It's like, look at the Gemara, look at Rashi, look at Rambam, let's see what state. And then we can begin to, the Rashba, the Magid Mishnah, Iran, already going to start analyzing. Let's start, like, figuring out what's going on. Right now, we're just seeing the facts. The facts. No?
Could Rebbe just explain very shortly, and like, what exactly within Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam, the man is being mekadesh to the woman with? I mean, I think in the Rashi, it was clear that, that she no longer has to pay other people or him to extend the loan, but...
Right, so Rashi, right, so it's important that we have to close with this. It's written in Shir in the next couple of moments. You have a couple of minutes to go down to the Beis Medrash if you'd like, and pick this part up more. Or you can just take an early lunch. It'll be in your hands. Let's just wrap up with that. Again, that Rashi we spent some time on yesterday, Rashi had dramatized, well, you know, you would have, if I wasn't marrying you, so you would have been willing to pay a pruta to someone to convince me to extend the loan. That's it's not so much the fact that, oh, you're saving a pruta, as much as that's not a siba, that's a simen. It's a way, the fact that this is something you would have paid someone money to do demonstrates that my doing this is a service that's worth money. There's a market value for a loan extension. It's something people would be willing to pay money to get someone, a lender, to give them an extension. So that's a raya that in extending a loan, extending the term of a loan, is a service which is worth money. But and just to wrap up again, so we saw yesterday Rashi, and now we also saw Rambam on one hand, and Rif sort of on the other hand. Right? As Rashi said, a pre-existing loan, and the Kesef Kiddushin is the Hana that I am extending the loan further.
No longer.
Right. You wouldn't have to pay next week. Instead, you'll have to pay next year. Right? And Rashi said, obviously, the best type of way of doing that is to extend it to infinity. Yeah. So you never have to pay. Mechilas ha'ava. I mean, total mechila, but I gave you an extra breathing room. That's what Rashi said. Looks like the simplest reading of the Gemara. And we saw the Rif is similar, maybe not identical, but he says, also, I'm extending it. The Rif added a twist that their loan is already due. It really is not that you would have owed it. It's next year instead of next week. It's next year instead of today. The loan's already due. And the Shia is pointing out that the difference is that makes it almost as though like I'm creating a new loan. And from that perspective, the Rif actually is like the other extreme, the Rambam, who says it's at the inception of the loan. At the very beginning of the loan, I'm saying I'm being mekayesh with the fact that joy you get from having the loan. Now, and then one question which we end, the Rambam is very difficult on a couple of fronts. And so it's actually surprising that he is so shocked at the Rif. We don't really understand what the Rambam's problem with the Rif is. The Rif himself raised the Kasha and gave what seemed like a very straightforward answer. And moreover, there are several Kashas with the Rambam. One of which was, and Elazar was trying to solve it, but fundamentally the problem is Arvach Lozimna is a difficult way to say. Arvach Lozimna sounds like I'm extending the loan, not that I'm making the loan. And also, the question is, why isn't it real Ribbis Ksusa? I'm giving you a loan, and at the beginning of the loan, say, I'm giving you this loan, and thereby you're married. Sounds like real Ribbis Daraisa. Mela Rashi said, if you're extending it. So then, okay. So then, we said, one of the rules to be considered Ribbis Daraisa has to be Ketsutsa. Has to have been agreed upon at the beginning of the loan. So Rashi might agree with the Rambam that this should be mikudeshes, but it could be real ribbis katsutsa. It's not just going to be haramas ribbis. So that's very difficult. We will have to mention tomorrow. We begin to dig beyond description into explanation. Mm-hmm.